My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize, Sleepy Hollow. You were called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. Until we go down. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. It's been here waiting all along. Goodbye, Father.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another Variety Radio Online recap show. Tonight, we talk about Sleepy Hollow. Alongside of me, I have from the VRO.com, the main chick, the main cahoots, the main cheese.
Keep going.
The
keep
main going. Person.
Yeah, keep going.
Amy McCracken.
Hi.
Now, normally we have Ella, but Ella kind of works nights, but it's kind of twisted. This is kind of twisted because this show, people that are tuning in are probably like, hey, you guys are like 2 weeks behind.
I know. We've been busy.
It's been crazy.
It's
been crazy. People have been going out of town. People have been busy. It's been nuts. People work nights. People work weekends. It's been nuts. So what Amy and I decided to do are going to do these two recaps that we did. And actually, this one here that we're going to talk about is called And the Abyss Gazes Back, that actually aired on October 27th. Last week's episode, which was called Deliverance, you actually recapped, didn't you?
Deliverance, that was last week's. Is that the one that with the Piper? Because if so.
No. Which one did you attempt to do and then you were like, oh, hell to no, I'm not doing it by myself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That was
there you go. So fans, if you were like, at one moment, if you were like, hey, I was listening and then the show disappeared. It's because Amy, she did
Amy
it.
Amy cannot talk to herself. And I mentioned Amy cannot talk to herself. And then the phone lines just accidentally dropped.
Yeah. So Amy and I told Amy, I was like, have you done it? She's like, I haven't done it. And I deleted it. And Ella works night, so we got it. And I'm like, fine, let's just knock these two out. And then tomorrow, which is going to be Tuesday, the 11th of November, at noon, my time, Central Time, 1 Eastern, all three of us, hopefully, will be on the phone to talk about tonight's episode.
You better be there.
I will be there, but Ella, okay. Who knows? You know, you who knows?
I will be there.
All right, so let's talk about it.
I will be there.
2 weeks ago, October 27th, And the Abyss Gazes Back. Now, this is the episode where we get to, in a nutshell, we get to meet Jor Corbin, who happens to be the sheriff's son, who's in Afghanistan. He's military. He comes back to Sleepy Hollow. There's some kind of resentment between him and Abby and Jenny because they got all the love from Daddy Sheriff and he didn't get the love and blah, blah, blah. And then there's a creature going around eating people's insides. And then we find out it happens to be Joe Corbin, who has been cursed by Henry Parrish. We see that in last week's episode. Henry's pissed off. He's got some bones, and he's crushing them. He's got that mean look face. And he's the one that sent it off like, what is that? What's that powdered stuff you sent in the mail? Anthrax, right?
Yep, that's what he did.
And got poor Joe. So let me
I like seeing Corbin's son. I really hope that he comes back.
That was going to be my question. You like him?
I like him. I think he brings something.
You know what? I really thought at the end of this episode when he like was kind of getting a look at home base of his dad's and I really thought when he said, I got a favor to ask, I really thought he was going to ask to be a part of the group.
I did too. I did not expect him to say, can you write me a letter for Quantico?
Yeah. And I'm like, but do you think that's the last we've seen him?
I hope not. I think it is, but I really hope not.
I think he could bring something. I agree with you. I think that, you know, being, you know, the son and he could probably have relics and stuff that his dad has left him,
yeah.
You know, that could
but
help.
But at the same time, he is an easy target because Henry already got him.
That is true, but still, I mean, everybody's easy targets. Look at Katrina and Crane. I don't know.
Started on Katrina. We'll talk about her later.
All right. So so we both agree that we hope to see more of him.
Yes.
That he would do. I'm not going to lie, though. In the beginning, though, he was getting on my nerves. I was like, dude, get the chip off your shoulder. Get the chip off your shoulder. Why are you being such a douchebag?
He's got daddy issues.
He did have daddy issues. But it was kind of cool that Abby kind of told him, you know, like, look, you know, your dad loved you. And that's when he's like, I didn't know any of this. Now. But either way, I'm glad we got to see him. I'm glad that we got to see the sheriff. I like the sheriff. I like the actor that's the place.
You
the
like
sheriff.
The new sheriff?
No. Old sheriff.
Old sheriff?
Yes.
Corbin?
Yes. He's from Highlander. Remember Highlander, the movie?
Yes.
So he played. I like him. He was also in Pet Sematary. Remember him?
Yes.
Pet Sematary 2. I think it was Pet Sematary 2 that he was the crazy husband, that sheriff. I think he was a sheriff there too.
I remember that movie very well. Okay. And I do not want to talk about it.
Okay, got it. So, what did you think about the? Did you think it was? I thought it was kind of like a werewolf thing in the beginning, and then it was kind of part deer. But that whole Wendigo.
It's the Wendigo. I mean, the Wendigo has all different kinds of photos. We've seen it in quite a bit TV shows and some movies.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of nice to get like a fresh new face to the Wendigo.
I liked it. And in fact, I even in my notes, where's my notes here? The part where Joe turns into the Wendigo, and then you see the creature, and the special effects team was just awesome in Sleepy Hollow. I don't know who's in charge, but I'm going to give a golfer clap to these guys because looking at the creature, I was like, wow. And then I was like, that's pretty good stuff. That's like almost better than some of the supernatural stuff that I've seen. And
it was really good.
Yeah.
And I like how just the smell of blood triggered it.
Yeah, totally. Smell it. Like if you got cut, like you were screwed. I mean, that part where where Crane cuts himself, I guess, on the fence, as it was, or something. Yeah,
on the barbed wire fence.
Yeah, and that's when he first changes. I was like, oh.
Yeah, this in the south.
Yeah, so I like that. That was I like the creature. Kudos to the team that special effects. Everything was believable. It was cool. What else? We did get to see one of my favorite parts. I don't know what it is. I just love Henry Parrish. Even though he's such a mean person, I know there's still good in him, but that whole scene between him and the captain – about finally Captain tells him that he's pissed off about the soul, and then Henry's like, go ahead and kill then. That's how you get your soul back. Kill for kill. Soul for soul. What do you think about that whole stuff
that
between them?
That was messed up. I love Henry, okay? Don't get me wrong. I love Henry, but I don't like what he's doing to Irving. I don't like it. And I don't like that we only get to see him, like, for 5 minutes in an episode.
Oh, what you call it? Who plays Henry? I mean, who plays Captain?
Orlando Jones. Yeah.
He only gets like a few minutes. But the cool thing, but if you look at it though, even though it's a few minutes, Orlando Jones has got some serious parts.
He's got an amazing storyline right now.
You know, so
he just signed his soul over to war.
I don't know. I mean, how did you think? What could you have held back? You're sitting. Okay, check this out. You're sitting in the whatchamacallit. And you're a lawyer, Henry Parrish, is like, you know he's a bad guy, and he's got your soul, and tells you got to kill, and you can have your soul back, Amy. And then he's like, okay, you know what? I'll make it easy for you, Amy. See that guy right there? He killed your brother, okay? Or no, he put your brother in a wheelchair. Flip the script.
See, that's tough decision right there.
Do you kill the guy? Do you forgive him like Captain did, kind of, sort of? What do you do? I would have to bite my tongue.
I can't answer that.
Yeah,
I mean, I would want to say I forgive him. I'd be like, no, I forgive you, okay? But then at the same time, I would kill for my brother. And everybody already knows this. I would kill for my brother.
But I think Captain did good. It was tough. When I saw the dude, I was like, okay, you got to kill an inmate. And then he was like, the guy that hit your daughter, a drunk driver. I was like, oh, damn. Why you got to put him on that position? You know, so... he's got self-control, but I think Captain sees a bigger picture. He sees a bigger picture about it. So kudos to him, because I think most people listening to the show, watching the show, probably would have killed the guy. You get to kill the guy that put your daughter in a wheelchair, and you get your soul back. But then you turn into that evil Rambo creature war Call of Duty kind of guy. which is not a good thing you want to be. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I've seen that scene, unlike Ella.
Oh, God. That is true. Ella, our fellow host, when we talked about that, she's like, I don't remember seeing half the episode.
She fast-forwarded through that episode.
Oh, God, Ella. It. God, Ella.
We love you, Ella.
What else? Let's see here. I have my notes here. The poison thing was pretty cool in the bottle.
Yeah.
Did you think it was going to turn into a spider and crawl into Katrina's mouth?
For a minute there, I did.
I thought it was going to be a scorpion. It looked like almost like a worm when it kind of came out. But
it's disgusting. Spiders.
Yeah, y'all have those in West Virginia. I know you do. And that's
not in West Virginia, but yes, they do have spiders in West Virginia.
That's a serious spider there that actually went into Katrina. And I already knew. I was like, oh, that's not going to be a good thing for Katrina. Not at all. Which we find out in the next episode. It gets a little crazy. What else? Okay, I got a couple questions for you and the fans. So, did you notice that there's a part in the middle of it when Holly, Jenny, Abby, and Crane are looking for Joe, right? That's when they when he got switched, sliced by the hand by Henry, and they're all standing, and it's just Abby and Crane. And then all of a sudden, Abby's like, we got to find Joe. And then all of a sudden, did you notice that she touched his shoulder and said, come on, let's go?
No, I don't pay attention to their chemistry.
See, why don't you pay attention? You should pay attention.
I don't pay attention because I don't want it to happen.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. This wasn't like, hey, slap on the shoulder, let's go. It was like right on your chest, on your breast. That's where she touched him. She's like, let's go.
She touched him in the spot, was like, yeah, let's go to bed.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm tired. Come to bed.
Yeah, come to bed.
So you didn't even see that part.
No, I blocked all that.
Okay, fans,
I don't want it to happen. I don't want Abby and Crane to get together.
Fans, I know you guys saw it. You had to have seen it. I'm telling you, she's starting to like Crane. I'm telling you.
She's going to fall for...
Holly?
Holly. Mm. And her sister are going to fight over Holly.
And that is my question to you. There's a part there in this episode where, right in the middle of the drama, they're loading their guns. The Wendigo is running around. And Jenny's like, hey, so how long are you staying in town? Oh, I'm not, Well, normally you just leave and go. So she already has a feeling that he's there to see Abby.
Or there for her.
No. He even looked at Abby earlier in the episode when Crane walks in and he's like, did you find anything? And he's kind of like looking at her and gazing at her. Oh, no. Holly likes her.
No, see, I would like to see Holly and Abby.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he would wants to get. I don't know yet. I can't figure it out if he just wants to sleep with Abby and say I had two sisters, or if he really truly likes the sister. Because it's obvious that Jenny is all over his nuts. You know?
She is. They had their thing. I mean, if you were a female, you'd be all over him too. He is a good looking guy.
He's a good looking guy, but he's kind of shady.
Well, of course he's shady.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I wouldn't get with him because he's just too shady for me. I'd be like, never mind. I'll just go out with a different guy.
Yeah. Oh, so you'd be that type of girl.
I would be that kind of girl. Oh, yeah, I would
you
be.
You would be me.
No, you give it up. You give it up on the first night. I would not be like you.
No, I do not.
Let's see what else. Night. Yeah, two nights. The second night you will. And what else? I guess the big moment was the whole end of this episode with a spell, and then we almost think that it doesn't work. And then Crane is ready to stab Joe, and Abby's like, no, hold on. And bam, he turns, and everything is safe. That was a big moment right there, because I really thought they were going to stab his ass. Or Jenny or Holly was going
to
shoot.
That's what they wanted you to think.
No, because you know, the thing about it was, is I really thought that would make it a really, that would be a good cherry on top for him to die. You know, but I guess if he's living, maybe that's a sign that he might come back to the show. You know?
I hope he does.
I know.
But I mean, come, they wouldn't kill Corbin and then kill his son.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah, they would.
Whatever. We'll see what happens. I think that's it for me.
Yeah, that's it for me too. I really enjoyed this episode.
It was a good one.
I really hope that Corbin's son does come back.
I do too. I like him. I think he could add to the show. And then I really liked, I'm telling you, I really liked the special effects team on this creature. It looked really good. It was like almost like Minotaur, Fawn, like Centaur.
I see a deer today. It was weird. It was actually in the middle of town.
A deer?
Yeah.
And no one killed it?
No.
Isn't it hunting season over there where you live?
It is, but, I mean, it was in the middle of town.
Maybe it was a Winnebago.
Maybe.
Oh, you better watch it, though.
It's going to come after me. It's got my scent.
I'm not even going to know. I don't even want to know what kind of, where the blood is coming
from. No, I'm not. Oh, my God. No.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like, it's that time of the month. You better watch out for the Wendigo.
No, only you would go there.
Hey.
I apologize, Internet. I apologize for my co-host.
I'm just saying.
Dirty mind.
I think we're done, right?
We are done.
We'll just leave it there with your blood. All right, people, thank you for joining us for the Sleepy Hollow recap. The episode was called And the Abyss Gazes Back. Comes on Fox every Monday night, correct?
Monday night, yes.
And people, if you want to tune in to some of the other podcasts that we've done of Sleepy Hollow, feel free to go to the VRO.com. That is the mothership. Everything is there. All the other shows are there as well. But if you don't feel like going there and you're like, nope, I just want to go, just send me the right place. Hey, blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online. Go right there. You can subscribe on iTunes, RSS feed. You can leave comments, all that good stuff. And you can check out the show. When we do a live show, you can actually be part of the conversation, part of the chat room. There's a phone number there, all that good stuff. If not, and you're listening to a pre-recorded show, it's okay. You can listen to it whenever you want. The VRO.com, that's the mothership. That's the main place you got to go to. If you want to check out Amy on Twitter, what is it? Amy VRO?
Amy VRO.
There you go. And that's pretty much it for Amy because she only likes to be stalked on Twitter. But the variety.
I like Instagram too. But if you follow me on Instagram, it's Amy McCrack, and you're going to see a lot of pictures of my family.
Yeah, you don't want to go that. It's boring, 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 boring. Just Amy VRO on Twitter. There you go. It's a little exciting. Not that exciting, but more exciting than her Instagram. Right?
No, my Instagram's pretty exciting.
No, last time I went on there, you had a picture of a Cheeto, and you were like, Cheetos are great. You know, and I was like, whatever.
You got me mixed up.
It's boring. There's a butterfly. I was like, okay, that's not very
cool. Just look at the flowers, Mike. Just look at the
flowers. Yeah. Variety Radio Online. Check them out on Instagram. Check them out on Facebook. Check them out on YouTube, Tumblr, at the VRO, on Twitter. And like I said, don't forget, you can subscribe on iTunes, and then you search Variety Radio Online, and bam, that is it. For me, check out my blog, iWatchMike.com, and also you can check me out on Twitter, Instagram, at Mike the Movie Guy. Once again, thank you for tuning in to our Sleepy Hollow recap show, and don't forget, the newest show will be on live, 12 o'clock Central, 1 o'clock Eastern, on Tuesday, on November 11th. Comes on Tuesdays. That's when we come on. So we'll be there. We'll be live. And that way you can kind of, you know, chat with us. Right, Amy?
Yes.
I think
yes.
We're done.
What Mike said, chat with us.
Chat with us. All right, people. We'll be back. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize. Sleepy Hollow. You were called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. Until we go down. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. It's been here waiting all along. Goodbye, Father. No! No! Ah!